same time, just on Tuesday. But again,
right,
we will be putting that information out there. So, Tank, what's going on? You got your entertainment news ready while you're ripping and running out here in these streets?
Look, one thing about entertainment news in the streets, I can get it in the streets because I'm in the streets. We'll start with sports real quick. I know people don't like the sports, but we'll start with it. Did you guys see the Kansas State game last night?
I didn't see it live. But I saw the replay.
Good friend of mine hit me late last night. Like, Tank, man, did you just see that? I was like, nah, what? Almost a repeat of the Malice in the Palace. Indefinite suspensions came out today. I didn't really think indefinite. He did drop the chair, but 2 seconds left in the game. Butter steals the ball, go to dunk it. Butter blocks it. Stands over. Player from off the bench, that's not a walk-on, but, you know, he red-shirted. He jumps in the melee, and they stomp him. You saw that, Jay? Did you see that? Bruh.
Yeah, so a little more detail. It was the Kansas guy stood over the Kansas State guy, right?
Right.
I did see the guy get stepped on. Did you see that, Joe?
Oh, man.
No joke.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What were you saying? Go ahead, Tank.
Did we lose Tank?
My man. Hello?
Yeah. You there, Joe?
Yeah,
we having technical difficulties. Yeah. We just lost Tank.
Because I was just about to get into that Malice in the Palace part, too. So I did see my boy Tay gone?
Nah, he's gone for the moment, but we'll keep going.
Okay. Yeah, but I did see it. I thought it was, you know, for what it could have been, you know what I mean, on the range of sports fights, I give it a 6, you know. It was, it could have got real ugly. Suspensions did come out. But I was more offended by the guy getting stepped on in the other game. That was a little much.
Oh, in the who was that? When he scored, he stepped on his chest.
Right. That was a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets suspended indefinitely.
I don't know what these young folks thinking about anymore. Adrenaline doesn't change. I wouldn't think adrenaline doesn't change that much.
Right, because I can see in the big melee with Kansas State, it was, you know, rivalry games get a little heated anyway. But, you know what I mean, I felt like, you know, once a fight break out, you start defending yourself after that. Like, you don't know who coming from who or who coming from what. Somebody coming to try to help the situation, you could instinctively think they're coming to fight, so you swing. So I get how chaotic that could be. But just seeing a man down and then feeling like stepping on him as you walk off, that was like spit in the face of sportsmanship all over. You know what I mean? Like, that was
right.
Dramatic. Yeah.
Mickey, did you have any other, while we wait on see if Hollywood make his return, did you have any other? I know you in these streets too, as far as this news goes.
Well, the toxicology report came out for Juice WRLD. Nobody is surprised. Oxycodone and codeine was involved in his death. Yeah, that's no surprise. That's sad because that's the, you know, that's the drug world.
Right. Well, sad, and but at the same time, we hope that these kids get something out of the loss. That, you know, we hope that it's a gain that people realize that these drugs.
But, you know, I watch a lot of documentaries. You know, DJ Screw in Houston, you know, he had a heart attack. And it was, you know, they ruled by promethazine. And I was watching the documentary, and a lot of people don't believe that. Oh, he probably already had heart trouble. If you want to continue to do drugs, people are going to continue to do drugs. I wish.
That's a fact.
I'm not trying to be jaded. I wish I would believe that people would I would hope at least one or two. But when people want to do something, they're going to keep on with it. Kill him, it ain't going to kill me. People just going to continue to do on what they want to do because for whatever reason, we don't believe facts. We don't believe statistics. We don't believe reports. There's a conspiracy theory about everything. They just said it did.
Yeah. With Juice WRLD, I didn't see the report. I didn't see the toxicology report at all. But you know what I mean, with the rumors that had came out when it first happened, was more so of him, you know, feeling like let me stuff myself and swallow all this stuff or whatever. While being searched. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I felt like, you know, that was a deeper meaning than rap. I hope dude knew not to do so much of it at one time, and it kind of made sense that he was trying to, you know, swallow whatever and not get caught. But that doesn't, like, negate the fact that music is really, like, the music industry right now, like, especially in hip-hop, is really engulfed in a drug culture. Like, that's, like, you know, the running joke that our generation talked about drug selling, and this generation, you know, promotes drug using. And it's just what it is, and he's, like, one of the latest victims of it, and it's going to continue. I, you know, sad to say, hopefully, you know, his death is not in vain and these kids can learn from it. But, you know, what's the numbers on that actually happening?
You know, because, like I said, they always come up with a thing, because my thing is, if he wasn't doing the drugs and had them on him, he would have never had that urge to try to, you know what I'm saying? Because he knew they were illegal, then we wouldn't, you know, but you can't go back. People have their time or whatever, but people always try to justify the things that they want to do.
True story.
But, you know, condolences go to his family, because I can't imagine what a mother is going through losing their child so soon. Have y'all seen the story about Orlando Brown, dude from S.O. Raven show, claiming that Nick Cannon gave him head?
Yes, that top has been in the news today.
Now,
allegedly,
let's give
Nick Cannon giving him top.
For people that don't know who Orlando Brown, he the one that said that Raven Simone gave him some Umbach. He has an extensive drug test. He's in the rehab several times. So he's always doing these salacious interviews, but he actually looked clean this time. I don't know what looking clean looks like, but he looked to be clear. But he said that Nick gave him a little topic from the top weighing a weed. Nick Cannon has finally, at first he wasn't addressing it because he said he found it funny because he had issues, but he finally addressed it. Anybody can read this long paragraph because you know Nick can get long winded, so you pretty much see that, you know, it ain't true. So, you know, he just went out after the media for posting slanderous things without doing any kind of follow up or background or whatever. You know, he just out of here. But he just pretty much been out in these streets for the last couple of years, just doing the most and becoming a meme, because you know, we made everybody into a meme.
I mean, I think this just kind of goes back to what Joe just said a few minutes ago, because he's just a different type of 50 Cent, and 50 Cent came from the drug dealing era in Orlando, who actually is actually from the same time, same age as us, but he's such a drug user that I don't know what to believe coming from that guy, and nor have I ever heard it. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire, and I've never heard anything about Nick Cannon.
Now, that's all these years. He's been in the game for so long.
He's been in so long that you would feel like something would have came out. So,
We all know he's corny. I mean, he's always held on to being one of the most corny people who gets to the bag. I don't think anybody gets to the bag better than Nick Cannon does to not even be, you know, popular in the streets.
Hey, and let's say this. Nick Cannon has had an extensive line of amazing, beautiful women. Not to say he can't get about those topics.
I done heard more things about Puff than I've heard about Nick Cannon.
Right. Like, he could get, you know, not to say you can't get, you know, beautiful women and still give out that top. But the man has had an extensive line of amazing, beautiful women. I salute Nick Cannon in his corniness and his able and his ability to pull amazing women. But go right ahead.
And Orlando Brown was walking looked like he was walking through a Walmart, by the way, while he was giving out his information.
What did I miss? I done missed all types of stuff. What happened? Excuse me?
I can't believe no man walking through a Walmart.
Orlando Brown, from the Disney era, That's So Raven, came out with a bombshell that Nick Cannon and a wig gave him head back in the day.
What?
While walking through Walmart.
Wait a minute.
What aisle was he on?
Gave him head, is what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah. In a week.
Well, I didn't have that news.
Anything else you wanted to share with us?
Well, that's not the entertainment news I had. I don't know if you guys went over to Tyler Perry speaking of week. Speaking of wigs, I was going to congratulate Tyler Perry and tell everybody who had a Netflix account or got a friend with Netflix to get their account and watch the new Tyler Perry joint. It's kind of good. But, ooh, I didn't know about Nick was out here giving head with wigs on. So I was going to also say,
allegedly.
Check out Bad Boys for Life.
Always say allegedly.
I just say, phew. And look, and speaking of Sean, also entertainment, we're gonna wrap it up real quick, but entertainment news real quick, we got thrown off, but did you guys see that Sean John has actually changed his name really? I'm talking about really changed it to Sean to Love. Now you remember what was it, 2 or 3 years ago he said it for Valentine's Day, but now it's officially.
Oh,
and speaking
my
of the name,
God.
That brings, he changed it.
What
and
is
that brings
his
name? Up my thing, Sean Love.
Love.
Oh,
Love.
Wow.
He is Diddy. I don't care where he changed his name to.
Right.
He will always be Diddy. I don't
we don't care.
Care
that you go get it. We don't care that you go get a change to that. And I want to just segue that to the last bit of news I have is, do you have an answer for me and Joe? Is the God MC name changed to those? We want to know. Is the jury still out?
Y'all still ain't found the answer?
I haven't found the answer. So have you found the answer?
I felt, you know what I'm saying, like no credible evidence that my man name is Nose Carter.
That's all right. I'll have it for you next Tuesday when we talk about our, when we have our topic next Tuesday. That's all right. I'll find it for you. My fact finding tale will find it for you. Because what y'all will not do is refer to me as a liar, but I don't try to talk
what
about
is,
y'all.
Yo, who said that?
Our topic tonight is about child support, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I have a few statistics before we get into our topic. Is that okay with y'all? Why y'all calling me a liar?
Oh, my God.